Welcome to episode 37 of Published. Today I'll speak with our distribution account executive here at Greenleaf, Christine Perfery, about all things foreign rights in book publishing.
Welcome to Published, a podcast by Greenleaf Book Group, where we'll discuss the ins and outs of the publishing industry, from writing a book and finding the right publisher, to gearing up for a book launch. And now, here's your host, Greenleaf Book Group CEO, Tanya Hall.
Welcome back to Published. In today's episode, we're talking about the often mysterious world of selling foreign rights. This can be a really fun thing if you can get some momentum going on it, because seeing the book translated and in someone else's interpretation of the cover as well is just plain fun, as you will hear Christine explain. And it's also, in a sense, found money, especially if you're working with an agent who's doing a lot of the legwork for you. Of course, you pay for that, but to be able to translate your book into other languages and be paid for that can add a nice stream of income to your work. So let's get into the interview. All right, Christine, welcome to Published.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you today. So why don't you start by telling us a bit about your background and what you do here at Greenleaf?
Sure. So I have worked in publishing for about 8 years now. I actually started as an intern and then began my career with Greenleaf right out of college as a member of the distribution team. At that time, I did a lot of the background work for titles, working directly with our vendors and our warehouse, which gave me, I think, a great foundation for what I do now. So now I am a distribution account executive, which means I help guide authors through the distribution phase of publishing their book. This includes making sure their book is widely available from all of our retail wholesale partners, as well as securing promotional opportunities in places like airport bookstores and helping with any questions they have along the way. As my role at Greenleaf grew and evolved, I guess, I took over also managing our foreign rights program. So that means I help facilitate all of our authors' foreign rights deals, meaning I work with foreign publishers to review our books and negotiate deals for them, and kind of just work as a general liaison or foreign rights agent for our authors to help them sell their foreign rights.
Awesome. And yeah, that's a super fun part of the business, because it's really interesting to see how these books come back in another language, because they not only are they being translated, but they usually get a different cover, not always, but usually. Mm-hmm. And it's just neat to see how one culture interprets something very differently. But for those who don't know, can you maybe start by explaining the definition, or how do we define foreign rights in publishing?
Sure. So foreign rights are technically the rights to the content of a book that are available to publishers in other countries. So outside of the original country of publication, the rights are available for them to translate and publish the book in their own markets. So they, you know, they buy the rights and then take on publishing the book. And because every book has foreign rights, so it's up to the rights holder, essentially, if they want to sell the rights or not. But foreign rights works like traditional publishing. Mm-hmm. So it's very much follows that same model of an advance in royalties, et cetera.
Yeah, and a term. And mm-hmm. So I think I hear people use the words or the phrases foreign rights and subsidiary rights interchangeably, although they're not the same thing. Mm-hmm. So can you explain to us the difference there?
Foreign rights is a category of subsidiary rights. So any rights that fall outside the physical book contract is open for use by the rights holder later on. Those are subsidiary rights. Examples of those are like the ebook, the audiobook, so publishing it in a different format, or film and TV rights.
Yeah, good, fun stuff. And in terms of timeline to get a book produced in another country under a foreign rights agreement, what are we looking at?
It's not a quick process, I'll tell you that. I always tell my authors, don't expect it to be quick. It does take quite a while. A standard foreign rights contract will allow the foreign publisher 12 to 18 months to produce the book. So that includes everything from translation to cover design, like you mentioned, to printing and finally getting the book out into their market. However, on the front end, there's also the review process and the negotiation of the contract. So that can usually take anywhere from 1 to 6 months as well. So you're looking at about, you know, a whole year or two from start to finish, depending on the situation, of course.
Yeah, it can really drag out, and even longer if someone's mailing off actual physical copies mm-hmm. for the foreign publisher to review instead yeah. of PDFs, which some people do for security reasons. But that certainly can add to these mm-hmm. long international timelines. All right, so suppose one of our listeners is an author who's interested in pursuing foreign rights. What's the process? How do they get started?
I would typically recommend if they don't have any experience in foreign rights, which a lot of first-time authors don't, even second- or third-time authors sometimes don't, it's really best to get a foreign rights agent, because what they bring to the table is the knowledge of the territory, the knowledge of how to negotiate a deal, what the contract should look like, so they really have the author's best interests in mind. Foreign rights agents usually do take a 15% fee off the top of that, but you know, I think it's worth it for what they bring to the table and the context that they have as well in those countries that an author might not have. However, if they do, I have worked with authors in the past who keep their, you know, handle their foreign rights in-house, either themselves or someone on their team who maybe has those contacts in the publishing industry in countries that they're interested in targeting.
Yeah, and sometimes people bristle at that, oh, I don't want to give up 15% of my deal, but I heard someone put it a funny way once, I'd rather have 15% of the gold than 100% of the shaft. In other words, there's a good chance you come up empty if you're trying this on your own, because it is, it's a pretty nuanced network of folks who do this work. And you also want to make sure that you end up in good hands, because there are some publishers, for instance, in countries that don't subscribe to the Berne Convention and don't therefore agree with how we define copyright. You put yourself at risk for selling the rights to them, and then in their interpretation of ownership, they can resell it into other territories, and suddenly you're competing with a publisher you sold rights to. I've seen this happen, not with our authors, but I heard horror stories. And so, and in terms of the deals that you've seen that you've negotiated back and forth, as you mentioned, these are typically very similar to a traditional publishing deal model. So there's a term to these deals where the publisher, your rights revert back at the end of that term. And what does that term typically look like in your experience?
Yeah, for most standard contracts that I've worked with, the term tends to fall at about 5 years. But of course, that is something that can be negotiated in that process with the foreign rights publisher, because it has, I've seen it negotiated down to 2 or 3 or even upwards to 8 or 10 years. But the standard I've seen across the board mostly is 5 years. And then like you mentioned, once that term is up, the rights do revert back to the original rights holder. So that means at that time, the foreign publisher can choose to renew, so they can reach back out and say, hey, we, you know, this book did well for us, we want to renew. And then again, they would start the process. So you would get another contract in place, you'd have another advance. Or if they don't renew, then, like I said, those rights revert back, and then they can be sold again to another publisher.
Yeah, okay. And in terms of the types of books that, quote, travel well, what's your experience there? Is there a certain genre that it's easier to sell to foreign markets?
Not in terms of genre, I haven't seen. More so, it's about the content of the book. The content, like you mentioned, has to travel well. It has to appeal to the different countries, and it also has to translate well. There's some, you know, maybe humor books that just don't translate into another language right. It's made for American humor and can't be translated into Chinese. But so I would say the content of the book is more important rather than, you know, fiction or nonfiction, because we've sold rights, you know, deals across the board, fiction, children's, nonfiction. So it really has to be the content has to resonate and be one that the a foreign publisher is interested in. You know, they know their market best. They know what sells well for them. So they are open to reviewing a lot of different books.
Yeah, and just like in the States, they all have their own specialties in terms of content, of course. And by the way, there is a little section on foreign rights in my book, Ideas, Influence, and Income, if anybody wants to go a bit deeper on this subject. So Christine, thanks again for joining us. Any final thoughts for our listeners regarding foreign rights?
Sure. Like you mentioned earlier, that it's a really exciting process. So while it is hard, it's complicated if you don't know what you're doing or if you're just kind of starting out. But you know, selling the rights is really fun. It's something really exciting when you finally get that final product, like you mentioned, with the cover redesigned in a completely different language. You might not be able to actually read the book, but it's a great showpiece to have.
Yeah, it's a fun show and tell with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
That's all for our episode today. We hope you enjoyed learning about foreign rights. And for notes and resources from today's show, go to greenleafbookgroup.com/episode37. You can also find advice for writing, publishing, and promoting your work in my book, Ideas, Influence, and Income, which you can learn about at ideasinfluenceandincome.com. If you've enjoyed our show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It means a lot to have your feedback and helps us make sure we're answering your publishing questions. A big thank you to Eleanor Fishborn, who produces the Published podcast. We'll be back next month with another new episode.
Thanks for listening to Published. To learn more, please visit greenleafbookgroup.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.